Philadelphia District Attorney Seth Williams' indictment on corruption charges and decision not to seek re-election has turned this normally sleepy election year in Philadelphia upside down. Seven Democrats are going all out for the party's nomination to replace Williams in a primary election that's next Tuesday, just 5 days from now. Joining me to take stock of the race is WHYY's Dave Davies. And Dave, for a long time you were telling us that there is no front runner, though Larry Krasner, the attorney representing protesters, seems to be making some noise.
Yeah, two big endorsements for Krasner just today, Dave. You know, he came into the race pretty late. He's a darling of the progressive community, which is a start, but not enough to win citywide races. He has, however, built a coalition, got some labor endorsements, and then the backing of some very prominent African-American leaders from Northwest Philadelphia who are known for turning out votes. They helped Mayor Kenney back when he ran for mayor. And today, Krasner got the endorsement of the leading black clergy group in the Philadelphia area, and then the endorsement of State Senator Vincent Hughes, a veteran African-American leader in West Philadelphia. He held a news conference today.
It's not a knock on anyone else. 30 years of fighting for civil rights and fighting for justice cannot be ignored. You just can't kick that to the curb.
So that was Hughes explaining why he's for Krasner. It's still a race, but Krasner clearly has some momentum.
Now, you're mentioning African-American support for Krasner. What about the one African-American candidate in the race?
Yeah, that's Tariq El-Shabazz. Got into the race even later than Krasner, has raised very little money, and his campaign has been all but invisible to the media, Dave. He seems to be targeting African-American voters. Last Saturday, he got the endorsement of some city council members in West Philadelphia, and here in this little bit of his speech, you can hear he's taking a shot at Krasner, who, as we know, is a civil rights attorney and has been getting African-American support. El-Shabazz said, "This is not a race for president of the ACLU.
It's not an election for us to determine who is best suited to help put forth First Amendment freedom of speech rights. This is an election to decide how we can keep Philadelphia safe."
All right, so he's clearly taking a shot at Krasner. That's his message. He doesn't have a lot of money to promote it, but political pros do point out he has a name that says he's probably a black candidate, and that could attract some votes.
Now let's look at the other five candidates. Who's attacking who?
Well, it's interesting. Here's a new ad run by Michael Untermyer, the former prosecutor who's now a real estate developer.
Who's the real Democrat running for district attorney? Joe Kahn worked for George Bush's Justice Department. Kahn has been...
That ad is aimed at Joe Kahn, the former prosecutor who has raised some money and gotten Ed Rendell's endorsement. Untermyer's charges against Kahn are honestly pretty thin. He says he worked for Bush's Justice Department. He happened to be a federal prosecutor when Bush was president. But what this really is retaliation for Kahn attacking Untermyer a couple of weeks ago because he noted that Untermyer is a guy who's run for office twice as a Republican, saying you're not a real Democrat. So this is kind of a fight about who's the real Democrat, and it really underscores the importance of money in this race, Dave. Untermyer is wealthy. He's put close to $1 million of his own into this campaign, has aired a ton of TV ads, so Kahn felt he had to try and take him down, and that's why we're seeing this scrap about who's the biggest Democrat. And we can't talk about money in the race without mentioning the $1.4 million that the billionaire George Soros spent on an independent campaign to help Larry Krasner, and that's another reason for his surge.
So Dave, money, media, endorsements. What about the Democratic Street Organization, the party's 69 ward leaders? Do they have a say?
Oh, they sure do, especially in a low turnout race like this one is expected to be. You know, the way it works, Dave, is a ward leader picks a candidate and then the neighborhood committee people in that ward recommend the candidate to their neighbors and give them, you know, ballots on the way into the polls. And that can sway enough votes to matter. Now, those decisions of the ward leaders are driven by a lot of things, deals, political alliances, and grudges. And they often aren't known until election day. Max Maron, a reporter for the Philadelphia Weekly, decided to try and figure out what's going on. He says he made more than 200 phone calls to figure out which ward leaders are for whom.
And with that, what did he figure out?
He found it's pretty open, Dave. You know, there are three candidates we haven't even mentioned yet, Teresa Cardenai, Jack O'Neill, and Rich Negron. And what this survey found was nobody has anything close to a majority of ward leaders. Everybody has a few. And so that can make this race pretty unpredictable. And it does bring us back to where we started, because money matters in persuading ward leaders to be for you. And with all of this national money helping Larry Krasner with an ad campaign and a field operation, he can devote some of the $100,000 or so he has to incentivizing, let us say, ward leaders to give him support, and he's doing that.
Turnout's pretty paltry on a primary election day, but everything else being equal, who might be most advantaged if that turnout is relatively high?
I guess you'd have to say the candidates who've had the big media presence, and that would be Michael Untermyer and Larry Krasner. They've had a lot of ads on the air. Joe Kahn has also had some, but Untermyer and Krasner have had the most.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
WHYY senior reporter Dave Davies on Newsworks Tonight.